Welcome to this land and building angelic light clearing transmission. And this transmission is to clear a piece of land and any building or buildings on that land. This could be for a space you're living on. It can also be used for a space that you once lived upon. It can also be used for a building that has a public function, such as a government building or a courthouse. If you are doing this work for a public building, please ask the angels for a cloak of invisibility to cover your energy fields before doing the work. The in-breath is the invitation of light into the physical body, the body of bone and blood. Anywhere you are holding dense or interfering energies that do not serve you or do not align with you, on the out-breath, purge and release, sending it all back to the light. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the physical body. Following that cycle of breath. The in-breath is the invitation of light into the emotional body, a fluid field of energy that surrounds and penetrates the physical body. Anywhere you have absorbed dense or interfering energies in the emotional body, on the out-breath, purge and release, send them back to the light. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the emotional body. Following that cycle of breath. The invitation of light now into the lower mental body. Anywhere you have absorbed dense or interfering energies in the mind, on the out-breath, purge and release, sending it back to the universe. Allowing more space in your lower mental body for your own soul's light. And just breathing and opening as I call your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance, including your higher selves from the 6th to the 12th dimension, your oversoul, all guides working with you, all angels and archangels working with you, all stellar races working with you, all specialist teams, come be with you now. Come be with you now. And just breathing and opening and waiting for that connection, that click. Wherever you feel it in your energy fields. and let's call the archangels of the horizontal plane. Beginning in the east with Raphael, archangel of air. The symbol is a crystal wand. Just take a moment to focus on this wand. And invite in the fiery presence of this angel, which is emerald green fire, into your space. To the south is Michael, archangel of the element of fire. The symbol is a sword of flaming blue light. Just take a moment to focus on this sword. And thus invite in the fiery presence of this angel, which is electric blue fire. To the west is Gabriel, archangel of water. The symbol is a silver chalice. Just take a moment to focus in on this symbol. And invite in the fiery presence of this angel, which is diamond white fire. To the north is Uriel, archangel of earth. The symbol is a golden pentacle. Just take a moment to focus in on that symbol and thus invite in the fiery presence of this angel, which is ruby red fire. Four archangels, four energies in the open. Let's call in the archangels of the vertical plane, beginning with Metatron from the great central sun of Sirius, to bring down the Christ grid. A fluid field of white gold light down through the stargate of our sun, down into this earth plane. Down into the structure of the building you are in. The walls around you, the floor beneath your feet, ceiling above your head, the door, the windows, closing off the space. And a call on Metatron to anchor that Christ grid in two places in your body. The first place is the crown chakra, helping to connect your crown with the crystalline core of the sun. The second is the heart chakra, helping to connect that chakra with the crystalline core of the sun. Just have a breath and open. And let's call to Sandophon of the crystalline grid of the earth below to bring up that grid of ethereal white crystalline light up to the feet. Flowing up through the legs to the pelvic area. anchoring that light to the base, connecting your base to the crystalline core of the Earth. Allowing that light to flow up the torso to the heart, anchoring into the heart. Connecting your heart to the crystalline core of the Earth. Six archangels, six energies, and open. So into this meditation, let's call the overlighting angel of the land in question, angels of the crystalline grid, and angels of violet and ultraviolet fire. Bring the piece of land to mind, the shape and size of it, as if looking down from a bird's eye view. And calling on your higher self, the overlighting angel of the land, and angels of the crystalline grid, to begin to reveal to you the points around the perimeter and within the central portion of the land that needs pillars of violet and ultraviolet fire to be driven into the land. There will be at least several. Ask the angels and your higher self to show you where they need to go. And then to begin to create these pillars of angelic fire. To go deep into the earth at those points. Bring to mind the shape and size of the building, if there is a building on this land, as if looking down from a bird's eye view. Again, asking where the pillars of violet and ultraviolet fire need to go deep into the foundations of the building. So calling on these angels to drive those pillars of violet, ultraviolet fire deep into the earth. Calling on the angels to create a grid of violet, ultraviolet fire around the land through the perimeter pillars of the angelic fire. a grid of light deep into the earth, protecting the whole piece of land. Then ask the angels to create a grid of violet, ultraviolet fire across the land. Again, using the pillars as anchoring and stabilizing points. So a grid around the perimeter, going deep into the earth. And a grid of light going across the land, being anchored at all these various points by these pillars of angelic fire. Calling on the angels to create further grids across the land, at least two or three, maybe more, going deeper into the earth. Creating layers of grids. Calling on the angels to strengthen all of these pillars and to take the grid as deep as it can go. As many layers down as it can go. Call on the angels to begin to clear, soften, and harmonize any geopathic stress in the land. If necessary, raising the anchoring and stabilizing pillars around the perimeter so they rise above the surface. And then allowing a mesh of violet, ultraviolet fire to create a perimeter fence. As high as required, to block any harmful electromagnetic frequencies. Blocking anything affecting the energy fields of any living beings on the land. calling on the angels to begin to clear any dark or negative energies concerning far distant civilizations in the land. Calling on the angels to clear any ancient karma of conflict or war or slavery or any other forms of trauma the land is holding. Do this clearing through all layers and levels, as far down as the grids go. Asking the angels to clear any ancient dark programs affecting the land, including curses and black magic, seeking to touch anyone living on the land or working on the land. Asking angels to clear any dark symbols in the land, such as dark infinity symbols, reversed pentacles, dark blades, and so on. Anything of a dark nature to clear and dissolve. Calling on the angels to find and clear any dark portals or dark vortexes in the land. To clear all programming and energies relating to these vortexes or portals. To clear and seal them. Then calling on the grid of violet ultraviolet fire to fill all empty spaces with these angelic grids of light. calling on the angels to bring the grids up into all buildings on the land. Creating many layers of violet, ultraviolet fire grids in these buildings. Clearing all buildings level by level of any dark energies. Then calling on the angels of the crystalline grid to begin to take over the grid work. Turning the grids from violet ultraviolet fire to pristine, ethereal, clear white. If a perimeter fence has been created, allowing the angels to take this over and turn it crystalline white. Ask the angels to strengthen and take down the grid as far as it can go down, and as high up as necessary. Also transforming the grids in any buildings into crystalline white. I call on the angels to bring up healing qualities of the crystalline grid to the land and to any buildings on the land. First, calling up crystalline clear quartz energy, the vibration of clear quartz crystal. Into the land, cleansing and clearing the land, blessing the land with this energy, and blessing all buildings with this energy. Then calling up rose quartz crystal light into the land and into all buildings. Asking for a blessing for the land and buildings with this energy. Finally, calling upon a crystalline energy of your own choice, whatever crystalline energy you want to invoke up into the land and buildings. Asking for a blessing for the land and buildings with this energy. And in these blessings, ask that the land and buildings be dedicated to the upliftment of Gaia and all living beings upon her. So just allow this process to continue for a while. feeling the land protected and held in angelic light, and all buildings. Let's thank all angels working in the space, the overlighting angel of the land, angels of the crystalline grid, and angels of violet and ultraviolet fire, allowing them all to step back with thanks. Thanking the archangels of the horizontal plane and the vertical plane, allowing them all to step back with thanks. And just breathing, coming back to your body, your own energy. And if you did this work for a public building, remembering the cloak of invisibility, asking that to stay in place for a while. Coming back to your body, your breath. Thanking your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance. And this transmission is offered to you as always with love and blessings. Love and blessings.